This is Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Cliffo and Gabby's Saturday Sideshow. This is the bits and bobs that didn't make the Monday to Friday podcast, including your bit today that I think needs to be front and center. It's the time when I actually found a pain that men experience that I compared to women giving birth. Yeah. Now, you rolled your eyes.
Every woman out there was like, ugh.
At me. I'm going to give it away now, but it is coming up again on the pod. But the squishing of nuts, of men's nuts. And I'm not talking about like a real quick kind of whew, hit to the nuts. Like, that hurts a lot. But mine was squished like if you ever go to a fancy Woolworths and they make orange juice, like they put the fresh oranges in the top, whatever. I've seen them at a few fancy Woolies and it squishes the juice out of the oranges.
So your nuts were juiced.
I was juiced. Don't laugh. It was very, very...
Such a weird analogy.
It was very, very not enjoyable for me. Plus, all right, well, there's a few of you here. The one that sticks out for me because, I mean, I love Little Bear. Your Chihuahua is the woman who got sick from Chihuahua poo.
Yeah, it's a lesson to all out there to not sleep with your pet next to you, which I don't do at night, but nap time I do. So it was a bit confronting for me to hear about this story.
Like, we got chihuahua poo, we got my nuts being squashed. It's all class.
It's all class on the podcast.
Hey,
there we go. That's our slogan.
Up. Saturday Sideshow. Cliffo nuts no more. That's me. That's what we're calling me at the moment in my house.
Are we?
After, oh, not you. But you don't live in my house. And that's just the way I like it. No, nuts no more, Cliffo. That's what my wife and my eldest daughter, Matilda, who knows what it means, has been calling me for the past 48 hours or so after an incident in the pool because it is warming up and we're starting to get back in the pool again, which is lovely.
You've been counting down to this day.
100%, man. And even to the point where just swimming in the pool when it's way too cold.
Yeah.
Just because I love it so much. I'm a water baby, you know, absolutely love it. But we're calling me Cliffo Nuts No More or Nuts No More Cliffo, little joke around the house. Because what happened with my 8-year-old daughter, Matilda, who has been frequently told over and over again, Gabby, don't push off me, her dad, like I am the side of the pool.
Right. Yes.
Because that's her thing.
Yep.
She'll get excited. She's playing a game with her brother or whatever, and she pushes off. So you know how you push off the side of the pool
and you
can do
momentum.
It with all of your might or whatever. And I have been telling her for like all of summer last year, and I've had to tell her once or twice, you don't push off me. Because she's 8 now.
Yeah.
Like, she comes past my nipples now, do you know what I mean, in height.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bit of weight to her now, and there's a bit of strength. She's not a toddler anymore. So when she pushes off, it hurts.
I bet it does. It would bruise.
When she pushes off your Jats crackers, that's a pain like I have never experienced.
I bet.
And it happened on Friday afternoon, Gabby. She pushed off me. Foot was right there.
All her strength.
All of her strength. She pushed off. Like childbirth. Pain. I'm going to put out there.
All right. We'll see.
I've never had a child. But just a warning to you and everyone, since my nuts were squashed.
I've started talking like this from time to time. I don't know how to stop it. So if I randomly break into this voice on the radio, you know what's happening. Hit breakfast. It's Cliffo and Gabby.
Had a moment last night with my sisters on a group phone call because we were trying to purchase Christmas dresses all together. So my family is one of those weird families. Husband Nev is not on board, but we love to dress the same when it comes to Christmas.
I see
Normally,
these photos every
it's
year.
Pajamas.
It's all the L goods.
Yep.
All dressed the same.
Yep.
And here's Nev.
He just has a
just
scowl
sort of
on his
wedged
face.
Wedged in there, just with his neutral look on his face, like, well, I love her. You've got to pay the price sometimes.
The first year he was introduced to an Elgood Christmas was quite the eye-opener for poor Nev.
If anyone's ever seen the Griswold movies.
That's us.
That's an Elgood Christmas.
That's us.
Right there.
We love it. And normally we do the matching pajamas because when we travel down to my family in Canberra for Christmas, we're staying at my parents' house. My sisters, up until recently, all lived at my parents' house as well. It was one big happy family in the Elgood.
Yeah, there's everyone like, living together.
There was like 12 people, including my nana, I think, in the house at one point in time because my sister and hubby and three kids and my sister and her her daughter and then my nana and then me and Nev were visiting. We're all there. So matching pajamas made sense because we're all sleeping there.
Yeah.
We're all waking up together. We're all in our matching sets. This year, it doesn't make as much sense because my sister and niece Izzy have moved about 30 minutes away. My other sister and her husband and three kids live across the road. So everyone will be coming to Mum and Dad's for Christmas.
Yeah.
But they don't really want to travel
you don't
in
want
their
travel
pajamas.
In your Jimmy Jammies,
no. So we decided we'd get matching dresses, us girls.
So I like that there's a meeting about this.
There's a VC.
We schedule a VC.
We did.
Someone's keeping minutes.
Well, we had a text conversation about it, but one of our favourite Christmas dress shops, it's Little Party Dress. I get a lot of my dresses from there, but they do a drop every year where they do a really beautiful Christmas range that they sell out within minutes.
Right.
Like they sell out every year and I always miss out. I don't have a Christmas dress because I always miss out. And so we scheduled a conversation between the three of us last night where we all got on the phone together. We all got on the website. They dropped at 7 p.m. and we all purchased the same dress at the same time before it sold out. And we're on this phone call at the time and we're going through the motions. And I was like, oh my God, this feels like that time we had to get on and buy pink tickets.
Oh, wow.
But the payoff for that, far better.
Far better. Can't wait to see Nev in the dress, though.
I know, right?
Can't wait to see Nev in the dress. Start the builder. Can we fix it? Start the builder. There are handy men and women in life, and then there are not so handy men and women. And
can I assume which category you fall into?
Judging by your smile, your smirk over there across the desk. Yep. You know where I sit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a not so handy man. And no. I prove it quite frequently to myself. It doesn't stop me.
No, you've got the confidence but no skill. And so you try, but then you've got to get someone
with
skill to fix it.
Hard to argue with that. It's very hard to argue with that.
Yeah, you're like, ha! Oh, wait, that's
all
true.
All the confidence. What do they say? All the gear but no idea.
Yes.
That's me. So I'm not an irrigation specialist.
Oh, shocking.
I know. What a surprise.
I had no idea.
So we have sprinklers around our house, like to water the grass. And I taught myself via YouTube videos how to work the, it's called the node, which is the, I've got two, one for the front yard, one for the backyard. But it's this battery operated thing that, you know, controls the sprinklers.
Oh, it's like a timer type.
It's like a timer thing.
Right.
Like the more expensive ones are actually attached to your house and there's a little key and a door and you undo it. My old house had one of those. The new house doesn't. So there's these node things. They're sort of the size of, like, if you're old enough to remember a CD, they're round like that, but a bit thicker. And they're buried underground.
Oh.
So there's like a port
like a little
cover.
Like a manhole thing.
Yeah. And you just lift that up.
Okay.
But there's not a lot of cord. So I have to sit down like classroom style with my legs crossed and kind of hunch over a little bit to work them.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, we've been doing a lot of stuff for the Mega Mega Super Awesome Birthday Extravaganza. Yeah. Been here, there, and everywhere.
Mm.
I was very exhausted. You would have been very exhausted yesterday afternoon.
Was.
But I had to do a quick little tinker. So I went straight out in the clothes I was wearing. And I've talked about this before. Like, I wear clothes for a couple of days in a row, like shorts anyway, for a couple of days in a row. It's the shorts. My good shorts. I was going to wear them again today because we've actually got to film a TV commercial today.
Mm.
So I'm sitting down on the grass, fiddling with the node in my good shorts, not really knowing what I'm doing when all of a sudden, and I've been there for close on 10 minutes, sitting, legs crossed, one of my legs
well
has fallen asleep.
Yeah, I was going to say, well done for sitting legs crossed for that amount of time.
Hunching over, fiddling with the node, and next minute, I don't know what I've pressed, but at once, all at once, every sprinkler comes on. And I'm sort of in the middle of like picture
no
it like a stadium. I'm in the middle and four sprinklers
around
from four directions, just boom, direct hit. And like, I'm nearly 150 kilos. Like, I'm a big man. I don't get up fast at the best of times.
But even like, even if you are a fit, able human, if you're an adult crossing your legs, sitting on the ground, there's no getting up fast from
and
that.
And there's a dead leg. I'm already exhausted from a huge few days. And I'm trying to get up and I sort of fall back down and I'm trying another way and it doesn't work.
Please tell me this is the front yard.
This is in the front yard.
God. point.
There's an audience, and in the end, I'm just like, you know what? I just give up. So it's laid back in the sprinkler, like those farmers, like in when the drought the ends and the rain comes, and it's laid back. Just enjoy it.
Having a little mini freak out this morning when it comes to my chihuahua bear. He's 2.5 kilos. He's very small. And so we nap together every afternoon. When I brought a story about sleeping with your dog to the table this morning, Cliffo, you were like, this is actually the one shred of respect I have for you, is that the dog does not sleep on your bed.
Lost all of it when I learned that you had a costume box.
Yeah.
For Bear the dog.
He has a lot of costumes.
Gained a tiny little respect back when you told me he doesn't sleep in the bed with
he
you
does
in
not
there.
That was sleep
years
in the
ago.
Bed.
And you've stuck to that?
Yep.
He sleeps in the room, doesn't he?
Nope.
He's allowed in the room. Oh,
nope.
I thought he was in your
he
bedroom.
He used to
on
be
the floor.
In the bedroom, and then he decided he was a big boy now and he moved himself out to
That's
the lounge room.
Right,
so he sleeps in his teepee in the lounge room now.
Good.
That's his thing, which is great. You say go to bed and off he goes into his teepee. It's fabulous. However, I do still nap of an afternoon with Bear. We cuddle up on the couch and that's our afternoon time together. Mm. And that's where my fears are sitting, because there's an article that's come out this morning about a woman by the name of Amanda. Mm. And she was napping with her chihuahua on the couch in the afternoon, giving the chihuahua a little cuddle, when the chihuahua suddenly had a bit of gastro.
Oh, no.
Had a bit of squirty bum.
Jeez, right there on the couch.
And while she was napping,
yeah,
it got in her mouth.
Oh.
Because chihuahuas don't understand any kind of personal space.
No.
And this dog accidentally had, it was an accident. Like, the dog didn't mean to. It was sick. The dog was sick and it just happened to be near her face. She ended up in hospital for 3 days because she got sick from this little incident. She was on an IV drip. She had a full gastrointestinal infection. Like, she was on death's door in hospital because a little chihuahua accidentally pooped on her face.
Are you sure she wasn't just hospitalized from the embarrassment of being
Probably.
Shat in her mouth? That'd do it for me. I feel like when you get to your mid to late 30s, every week there's just another nail hit into the I'm getting older coffin.
Mm.
And I feel like I hit a big nail, big old nail in that coffin yesterday when I went along to and bloody loved and am now a massive advocate for eating dinner at around the 5:30 p.m. mark.
Yes.
Now, you and I got a dinner invite at a restaurant at 5:30 p.m. yesterday.
Perfect.
Now, you didn't go because there was not a lot of gluten-free options, which is understandable.
Yeah, because it was Italian.
Yeah.
They and kind of pride themselves
like,
on gluten.
What was I thinking? Like, sort of all Italian food, pasta, pizza.
It's all glutenous.
Like, it's all the gluten.
It's all good.
It's all good.
But it's glutinous.
And it was good.
Mm.
But 5:30, like, I don't know if you're the same as me, but when I got the invite, I'm like, ooh, 5:30, that's early. That's very early for dinner. But if you plan the day correctly, the 5:30 p.m. dinner, best thing ever.
Mm.
So after we finished the show yesterday, we literally said goodbye. We jumped in my car and we drove to Subway.
Yes.
And then I ate a footlong at like 9:30 in the morning. That was sort of breakfast, brunch, lunch. Had a little snack sort of around lunchtime to sort of tie me over.
Mm.
So come 5:30.
It was
bunch.
Breakfast and lunch.
It was. I think there's probably enough acronyms for the meals in between breakfast and lunch. But had a little snack. Come 5:30. Mate, I'm famished. Like, I'm actually ready for dinner.
Mm.
Some of the massive advantages by having, and I was joking all day saying, oh, we're going to have the senior special eating at 5:30. Some of the advantages of having a 5:30 dinner, Gabby, restaurant, super quiet.
Of course.
Love that.
So that means you get your food quicker too.
We were able to watch the sunset
Aww.
While we were eating. Yeah, I know. It wasn't,
that's nice.
I was with work colleagues though. Would have been nice if I was with Mish. Started rubbing Jergs, our boss's leg. He didn't appreciate it.
No.
And also, but the major thing by eating so early, you get to have a nice dinner and a few drinks or whatever, and then be home, showered. I was in bed, 7:30, start of the block.
Perfect.
So good.
So good.
So the early dinner, great. The real downside, calling my wife afterwards and explaining to her that I have just had a beautiful sunset dinner, couple of glasses of wine.
Yes.
Now I'm in bed at 7:30. And she's, because I'm away from home at the moment, she's at home and she goes, oh, do you want to know what my afternoon consisted of while you were doing that? And I said, what? And she said, two tantrums. Mm. I had to scrub Texter off the new toy box that got graffitied, and we had a toilet training mishap, and I had a massive poo explosion in a set of Kmart undies.
Lovely.
So bad, I just had to throw them out. And I said to her, yeah, that's really tough. But the pasta that I had, there was a little bit too much chili in it. It was very hot.
Yeah, your day was so much harder.
So I feel your pain. I've had it tough too. We just have to own this. What are we going to do here? Because no. We're going to do a bit on your husband becoming super famous, but there was a very important bit of audio we needed to play. But none of us thought to check it.
What I've saved down is not what we needed. I've just emailed it to you, though, so the audio there. It should work, hopefully.
I haven't got it yet. You start.
I'll start the story, and surely it'll be there by the end.
Thumbs up when the audio gets here. This is behind the scenes.
The reason we need this audio is because I need to throw my husband under the bus right now. Because we've been talking a lot about how my husband Nev thinks he's famous. And it's all because he did this stupid video where he ate Vegemite and it's gone bananas. And I can't figure out why. So there was a Scottish guy who tried to eat Vegemite and was not able to do it. He ended up spitting it out in disgust. And Nev, on a daily, will eat a teaspoon of Vegemite.
Loves it.
Because he loves it. He's like, I would do that with peanut butter.
I've caught him before a pregnant woman, because I've heard of this before as a craving.
Yes.
With pregnant women. Just
but
downing
he just
a teaspoon
it.
Of. My mum did it when she was pregnant with me.
Did she?
Mm. Explains a lot.
Well, Nev very much enjoys it. And so when he saw this video, he was like, I can show him. And he just wanted it to send to his mates. Mm. I ended up putting it on my Instagram reels without promoting it at all.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it has just gone bananas. And he kept telling me he was famous. But I told him, you're not famous unless it gets 20,000 views, thinking that was very unachievable. That was never going to happen. Yesterday, it hit 20,000 views. So now he's like, I can officially say I'm famous. You told me I could now say that I'm famous.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, this is really going to blow his head up to enormous stature. Mm. And yes, it has. And he proved it yesterday when I asked him if we could please go grocery shopping because there was a few things we needed in the afternoon. And he came back at me with a very annoying response, and I asked him to repeat it for me on tape. Tell me, Nev, what did you say when I asked you if we could go grocery shopping today?
I said that I should have people do that for me.
And why should you have people?
Because I'm famous, obviously.
Yep.
Obviously.
Famous. Dot, dot, dot. Obviously.
Being school holidays, the grandparents are really stepping up and taking on some responsibility for their grandkids, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, it's so common. And my mum, being a grandma, is in that boat. She loves it, though. She loves having the kids around. She thinks of fun things to do with them. She'll take them on movie dates, or she'll just have the girls and then just have the boys another time and, like, kind of figures it out over the holidays. But yesterday, my mum decided to have all the grandkids to give their parents a little bit of a break.
There's four.
There is.
Does Izzy go as well? Because she's older than the others.
No, Izzy's there too. So Izzy's 14, and then Kiri, Blake, and Levi. So there's four of
them. Good job. All there. See, Gabby's mind ticking over. Don't stuff it up. Don't stuff it up. Don't stuff it up.
I was like, age? Nah, we're not going to go ages.
Cannot forget.
But it was really sweet.
A niece or nephew.
Because I was talking to mum the day before and she was setting up like a little craft station knowing that the kids were all coming.
Oh, nice.
And she wanted to do mosaic with them. So she has all these like little mosaic pieces that you glue on. And anyway, they were doing a craft-a-noon. And then it got to later in the day and my nephew Blake wanted to read a book. He loves reading right now because that's what he's doing at school.
That's
he's
good.
Learning books, and he wanted Ma to help him read a book. So Mum was like, oh, just go to the bookshelf, find a book, bring it back, and we'll have a go. Not even thinking that the books on the bookshelf are so, like, she wouldn't even know what's there anymore. Mm. Like, her kids are in, we're all in our 30s.
Yeah.
So the kids' books that are in that bookshelf are very, very old. But she was like, that's all right, he'll find one, all good. So she let him go off on his own devices. And he came back after about, you know, 15 minutes of looking through. And we've got all those, like, gold spine.
Like the golden books,
the
yeah.
golden books, classics. Like all of those. And so classics. She thought he'd probably come back with one of yeah. those.
They were like the main book when we were kids.
Yeah, the golden.
Yeah, golden books. They're yeah. just called golden books.
Is that what they were called?
Yeah, just okay. with the golden spine, yeah.
I have a very distinct memory of seeing them, but I wasn't sure what they were called. But that's what she assumed he'd come back with. Anyway, he comes back and he sits down. He's like, all right, I found a book. Can we please read this one? And my mum just loses it laughing. And oh. she ends up Snapchat, because we have a group Snapchat yeah. for the family, and she Snapchats us all. And his Blake's parents are in on this as well. And mum's like, Bag's not reading this to your son. And she's taken a photo, and it's the Where Do I Come From?
Oh, no!
From when we were kids.
Sit down, kids. Mum's about to teach you all a very important life lesson.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.